May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please do be seated. At the beginning of this service, we lit the Advent wreath and I said the prayer for this lighting on the fourth Sunday. God our Father, the angel Gabriel told the Virgin Mary that she was to be the mother of your Son. Though Mary was afraid, she responded to your call with joy. Help us whom you call to serve you, to share like her in your great work of bringing to our world your love and healing. We ask this through Jesus Christ, the light, who is coming into the world. Amen. The prayer focuses on Mary, the hesitation she will have had when the angel Gabriel came to her to say that she was to be the mother of God, our Father's Son, who wouldn't hesitate. And we are prompted in the prayer to serve like Mary, to respond to God's call, his work to bring into our world God's healing and love. And let us hope to be joyful, as our Advent wreath prayer says Mary was. But our gospel reading today just makes brief mention of this encounter between the angel Gabriel and Mary. Just the first verse, in fact. The rest of the passage we heard is of Joseph, his dilemma, God's interaction with Joseph, an angel of the Lord appearing to him and speaking to him in a dream. And having heard what the angel has to say, we read that Joseph did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. There is a saying, behind every great man is a great woman, sometimes quoted as successful man with a successful woman behind him. It's likely that you will have heard this saying. I read that it has been around since the beginning of the 1900s and that this slogan was adopted for the 1970s feminist movement. Well, I was a bit too young to have been fully aware of that, but I certainly have heard the saying. In America, I read of the first printed quote of this being found in a Texas newspaper in an article, and I think it was about an American footballer was being written about, his comeback from injury, and he was given an award for the most courageous athlete of 1945. And he said in the paper, it was quoted, "They say behind every great man, there's a woman. Well, I'm not a great man, but there's a great woman behind me." And the man who found this newspaper article writes, "The use of the phrase in that quotation suggests it was well known at this time, and it may have been much older than 1945. So there is some age to this phrase that we still use today. But I'm actually thinking Mary was a great woman. There's no doubt about that. But I also reflect on what a great man Joseph was to support her, to believe that the angel of the Lord and to welcome his betrothed, to welcome her with her immaculate pregnancy and to go on and provide a home for her and God's Son and then for the children he had with Mary himself. Joseph showed great faith, equaling that of Mary, in all that was happening. How well God chooses his people, prepares the ground, so to speak, for all things to fall into place. Personally, I can say I used to be frightened to stand up and speak in public. Wouldn't think that now. I still do have the odd moment, the weak knees. And any call to priesthood was well out of my thoughts because of it. But I trained up to lead a kindergarten of children. Then I went on to work in a children's centre and found myself leading multi-agency meetings, speaking in court on people's behalf. And then I heard the calling again to priesthood. And I thought, oh yeah, I can get up and speak in front of people. Here in Tindwick, we have space running out in our parish cemetery, and we scratched our heads about the churchyard. Is there any space? Well, look at it now. Suddenly one man, then two men, and then others have cleared it. At Ter Weston, we've been having three or four folk coming to church. But our last service had 20 adults and 10 children. God is working things out all the time. Every parish across the benefice, I could think of something happening. Sometimes in answer to prayer, and that is always good to see answers to our prayers. But let us not forget, God is always at work, regardless of our involvement. Like it said in our Advent wreath prayer, we are called, like Mary and Joseph, to share in your great work of bringing to our world your love and healing. Those are words to God, that we are willing to share in your great work of bringing to our world your love and healing. At Christmas, we see this in God coming amongst us. Emmanuel, God with us, coming amongst us as the baby born to Mary. And this was foretold in our Old Testament reading from the prophet Isaiah. It says in verse 14, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall call him Emmanuel, God with us." And if we look into this passage from Isaiah, this sign, this action actually came on God's own initiative. It was given as a sign by God. We don't hear the whole story in our short passage from Isaiah we heard today. But Ahaz, the king of Judah, is facing invasion. And instead of seeking help from God, he seeks it from Assyria. And even though God sends the prophet Isaiah to speak to him and to reassure him of God's help if he turns to him, we hear Isaiah speaking to Ahaz in verse 11. It says, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or as high as heaven." And Ahaz says, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." You might think that is admirable, not putting God to the test. But God is offering help, a way out. But Ahaz will not listen. And so Isaiah says, "The Lord will give you a sign then." And we read in verse 14, "Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel." Isaiah says, you may not want God's help, but he wants to give it. And he will send his son to earth, and the young woman shall bear a son. His name shall be Emmanuel, God with us. To be honest, none of us may feel we are worth God's attention, but he sends it anyway. God so loves the world, he sent his son into the world. That is from John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16. God loves us so much, he sent his son into the world. So now we're drawing very close to the great day, as I found myself calling it this year, the great day, 25th of December. Mary said yes to Gabriel, and Joseph, initially thinking he would end quietly his engagement with Mary, has a visit in his dream from an angel of the Lord. And on waking, he takes his wife, Mary, as his wife. And it says he has no marital relations with her until she gives birth to the son. And he named him Jesus. Mary and Joseph are a young woman and her betrothed, a carpenter and his wife. We might think an unlikely couple to bring in the light of the world. But together they say yes. And when we say yes to God, amazing things happen. When two people or three people or more say yes to God, things really can get moving. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, God with us. Let us say yes to that. Amen.